from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's the podcaster that just said friends instead of friends. And if, you know, if I was friends with a bunch of Venn diagrams, that's what I'd call them. My friend, Venn, now I can't even repeat it, friends. And I'd take them to Venice. So picture me in a gondola with my arms around a bunch of Venn diagrams. Oh, all of us overlapping in love. And I hope to have you overlapping like my words are in love and lulls. Because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you could pay attention, or tomorrow when you wake up, as soon as your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, go, I got to check out the sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. But here's the ways we keep the show going. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, If the answers to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, if you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, and I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody. Tonight's crossover episode is made possible with the hard work of Chris Boasterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who does our theme music and edits episodes. Carl W., who edited this episode. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer on our artwork. Eric and the team at Astound on our website. Our listeners have their own Facebook group. I want to thank the moderators, Julie and Jennifer, Stacy and Sarah, Lauren, Keith. Sleep With Me is a proud member of PRX and Night Vale Presents, which supports the possibility of making this crossover episode. I want to thank Dr. Chuck Tingle and everybody over at Night Vale Presents that worked so hard on this show. Grant, Vincent, Christy, Adam, working so hard to prove love is real. And I just want to do this, our own mystery bard. And because it's the top of the show, I need you to hear the beginning of the show anyway. So I wanted to play this amazing cover of Proving Love is Real, the song by Caged Animals. You hear at the beginning of the podcast I'm appearing on, Chuck Tingle's podcast, Puffed in the Pillows by Your Own Pillows or something. This is our own mystery bar, Jonathan Mann, who you can commission a song from at song.jonathanmann.net, covering Proving Love is Real.
The TV's on, there's not much talking between two buggeroos. Good buds and platters, the big game playing, but one of us must choose.
I love that song. Thank you, Mr. Bard. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the beginning of the show and the credits. And I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. Now I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, you know, inside stuff, outside stuff, travel, changes in routine. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to distract you from that. And what I'm going to do is send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use these lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, rusty meanders, faded sleep dust, tangled tangents. I don't know if I've ever said that. They're over alliteration. I'm the only person. They say easy on the alliteration. It's not ketchup, Scoots. And I say, when it's coming out of my mouth, it's like if I could think of something that's alliterative with ketchup, I'm instantly, brain, please. I just say, I've caught up with ketchup. My brain caught fire. But I say, where was I? Oh, also mix-ups, plenty of mix-ups. So here's the thing. If you're new, podcast takes a few tries to get used to. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's a bit goofy or silly. And yeah, I have gruffish, creaky dulcet tones and rusty meanders, but I'm here to help. I'm here to take your mind off stuff. Try to win your trust. I don't operate on the assumption you're going to trust me, because why would you? You're in bed. You're having trouble falling asleep. and give it a few tries if you're skeptical and see if it helps you. But the way help is, let's see, usually the intros are different every time, but this one I'm already off my normal topic. But if you're new, yeah, give it a few tries. I'm going to just do a long intro and then a bedtime story based on another podcast to take your mind off stuff. And it should be just distracting enough to keep your mind off whatever's keeping you awake, but not so engaging that you have to listen. So that's one of the things. You don't need to listen to this podcast. You can listen in any manner you choose or what works for you. So you can you can listen the whole time. I'll be here the whole time. You could tune me out. You could put me on, low. You could play me in the other room, however you wish to listen. But I don't expect your full attention. I guess that's the thing. I don't expect you to listen to me or be super engaged. Just to listen at your leisure. So you don't need to listen, but you're also under no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here about an hour. And tonight's episode will be really, really soothing, I think. I'll be here the whole time to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. I'll be putting in the work because I really believe that's part of what makes the podcast work, is that I'm here the whole time, whether you need to listen to me or not, to help. Kind of like a friend. I call myself your bore friend sometimes, your bore bud, your bore sib, your bore bestie, whatever term you're comfortable with. You could just say, I think some people call me the boring guy or the bore guy, I've heard recently. So whatever works for you. But you don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for an hour. Structurally, what to expect is the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. If you're new, not super important. If you're a regular listener, especially if you fall asleep fast, please go to sleepwithmepodcast.com and look at our sponsors or become a patron, because that's how the show keeps going. But if you're new, not a big deal. So that's a few minutes. Then there's an intro, which we're like 5 minutes into. The intros are usually about 12 minutes of me rambling and trying to earn your trust if you're new. And even that takes like three different episodes usually. Because I'm a skeptical person. I think if you're skeptical about this, it's perfectly natural. And if it doesn't work for you, I'm sorry. It doesn't work for everybody. But here's the thing. I hope and wish it does work for you. So that's because I really truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I've been there, unable to fall asleep. So I know how it feels. So the show starts off with 12 minutes of business. Then after that, we're going to have a setup and then a bedtime story based on a story from another podcast here on Night Vale Presents. So we'll talk about that a little later in the show. That'll be like a meandering bedtime story that ends with some thank yous and good nights. There's a little business between the intro and the story, and that's about it. That's just structurally what to expect. Tonight's method is there's a lot of different methods I use, but Tangled Meanders is one I didn't even realize. Oh no, Tangled Tangents. My meander was so tangled, I forgot what it was. I do Tangled Tangents. I don't know how many fisher people we have out there. I did go fishing when I was a kid, occasionally, from shore, because I wanted, because I was trying to do my best, Tuck Finn, what was it, Tom, I'm kidding, Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer imitation. And I went a couple times fishing in a boat with some of my older cousins and uncles and my dad. But it wasn't like a major thing we did. But I know there's like fishing line. And I was always getting that tangled. And any kind of line or rope or now had, cords or cords, I tend to get tangled. It's just a natural part of being me. I'm a natural, tangling tangents and tangling stuff. You say, hey, do you need a hair tangler? Not a detangler. I called up Suave. Actually, don't call like, don't just start dialing numbers with Suave at the end. There's a piece of, but I called up their number. I said, hey, at first, don't call Suave and then make VO5 hot oil jokes, because I tried to do that. I said, is the oil hot? And they said, what? I said, the VO5 hot oil, is it hot or not? And then they hung up, and then I changed phones, called again. And they said, sorry about all those VO5 hot oil jokes. I said, it's just too hot to stop. I said, I just, like, once my mouth gets oiled with hot oil. And they say, that's for your hair. And I said, yeah, I know. So they don't have a number anymore. So then I called another company that makes detangler. And I said, what's your ad campaign? Because all I know is you're next to the, bath, bubble bath stuff. And I said, no offense, I think there's pretty much a monopoly nowadays on hair products, for the most part, in the supermarket where I get mine. But I think you're underperforming in your, I said, I may be a shareholder, but or maybe not, but I think you're underperforming in the marketplace. And then I just started leaving voicemails. I learned after that call to just get all your ideas out into voicemails. So this was like more of even more tangled tangents. But I said, you could start a campaign with me as the tangler, and then your detangler could fix everything. It turns out that, yeah, it's not a problem. I said, what is in there? Water and something. I said, what do you mean it's not profitable? I said, well, what kind of world do we live in where there's no marketing budget for detangler? And they said, can you look around? I said, can you see the message in my message? He said, this whole thing may be your fault that you've not been marketing detangler properly. And I'm here to fix everything. And they said, how? And I said, well, I'm really good at tangling things. And you never heard, I mean, holy cow, what are these called? Customer service people. It really is hard to get them to sigh for most people. I said, maybe, do you know anybody from the Bridge of Sighs? I said, I can make people sigh too. And then I said, I'm just really good at tangling things. I tangle tangents for a living, believe it or not. And I said, I could use that in the commercial if you pay me. And I said, you'd have to pay me for the copywriting too. I could blow off, I could have a tangling spray and we could have a showdown, you know, and I'd tangle tangents for a living. And you could have the spaghetti Western music. I said, what about, I think there's an octopus on one of your bottles of detangler or bubble bath anyway, a friendly, kid-friendly one. I said, that could be the detangler. And maybe I would be the one, you know, kind of, causing tangles. Because for an octopus, that wouldn't be good. And then they said, well, I don't think this is a good use of my time. And I said, well, okay, well, you know, free marketing ideas don't come every day. And they said, you really think you're the only person that calls these numbers with your marketing ideas? And I said, well, how many detanglers have you heard from? And then they laughed. They said, well, no. I said, that's right. He said, believe me, I got a successful podcast. I've been tangling tangents going on 5 years. And it turned out it was a thanks or no thanks. And I said, well, my audience will just be the beneficiary of my tangled tangents. So if you're new, it might have sounded like I have a procedure for tangling stuff, but it's just natural. Some people have natural charisma. Some people are just naturals. Some people have a natural glow. Some people are naturally friendly, optimistic, naturally. Some people have natural grace, I've heard, whatever, they move with a lightness, naturally kind. There's a lot of good, I tangle things naturally. Like if I was with Watson and Holmes and I had a sidekick, he'd say, naturally tangled, my dear Scooter. Tangled naturally, my dear Scooter. And I'd say, that's right. You're going to have to get some scissors to get me out of this one, Watson, or whomever it was. But in the podcast situation, these tangled tangents are where you're kind of following me. I'm taking your mind off of stuff. You could see the label of the body wash or the bubble bath in the grocery store. And you stop thinking about whatever's keeping you awake. And then I wind back around and I call up the number. And then you, at some point you wake up at breakfast tomorrow. And if you and your partner or one of your friends listens, you say, what was Scoots talking about at the podcast again? He's saying, well, VO5 hot oil again. And then they'd say, did he say Vidal Sassoon and giggle? And they say, well, he did, but it was very meta because he waited, he saved it for extra punch. And then they said, did he say Vidal Sassoon? And I said, they said, no, he's never said it like that. He usually says it like va-va-voom, Vidal, Vidal. He's never said Vidal either. Did he say what in the name of Gore Vidal Sassoon? And I said, I don't know, I was asleep. You say, what kind of kid becomes a man who's obsessed with VO5 hot oil? You say, thank goodness for Scoots and his tangled tangents, puts me right to sleep. That's what a regular, that's the life of a regular listener. And they get constantly applause because they say, where'd you get that natural glow? And they say, it's not natural. It's corny jokes about VO5 hot oil that put me to sleep, believe it or not. Yeah, there is the hair place. They say, man, you're holy follicles. I've never seen anything like this. Your split hairs is split because there's none. What happened? They say, well, I slept great. That's what happened. You could thank Vidal Sassoon. I'm only laughing because it's so ridiculously not funny that it cracks me up. Scooter, he's so unfunny. It's almost funny. And I'm here to put a smile on your face, really. That's why I'm so goofy and silly, is because I want to help. I want to lighten the pressure at bedtime because I've been there. So give the podcast a few tries. See if it can help you because I strive. I work very hard and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. And before we get on with the show, just a couple of messages here of how we get on with the show. All right, everybody. So tonight is going to be a special crossover episode with a podcast by Dr. Chuck Tingle here on Night Vale Presents. And I'm going to be doing a reading of this story on Chuck's podcast, which is an adult-only podcast. So you can check it. This story that I'm going to do tonight as a part of Sleep With Me will be as Sleep With Me as it possibly gets. But you could check out Chuck's podcast, which we'll link to in the show notes, which the name of it, much like Alice Isn't on the Big Farm, is Puffed by My Pillows, by My Own Podcast, is the podcast by Dr. Chuck Tingle. And tonight I'm going to be doing a reading of Sleep With Me version. So very, very Sleep With Me version. So no worries. In fact, I'm doing this intro after I did the story. So I can't tell you how Sleep With Me and sleepy it is. My pillows are comforted by the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right. Is by Chuck Tingle. But I do want to say a little bit about Chuck and his podcast and his stories, especially for those of you that are unfamiliar with it or might be a little bit more on the G spectrum. You're an adult, but you say, well, I prefer G-level things. Because if you listen to Chuck's podcast or read any of his stories, you'll quickly see that the DNA like we may be related in somehow, like when they were like the same gene pool was tapped for us. And I think that's a sensibility that why I'm so proud to be a part of Night Vale Presents is that people say Chuck's is different. His stories are different than mine and they come at things from a totally different direction and they're not sleepy. They're stimulating and they're funny. But they also just have this thing that I'm not sure I ever encountered before, and this angle about it that I've never encountered before. And if you want to get a taste of it first, because you're a little bit more on that G side, which is okay. Like, just check out the Wikipedia article maybe about Dr. Chuck Tingle or Chuck Tingle or Tinglers. But I do want to say that because really, you probably can hear the smile on my face. It's just like so strange to encounter someone that does something so much different than you. But at the same time, you say, how are these similar in some intangible way that even I can't put my finger on? But I say, holy cow, like this is like what I'm doing, but not at all like what I'm doing. I mean, I think that's what I maybe I already said. It's like this shared sensibility or this shared, I don't know, weird delight in a good way. Enjoy this episode because I really enjoyed making it, and I think you'll really enjoy sleeping to it. Thanks, and you can check out Chuck's podcast on AFL Presents, and I'll have a link to Chuck's website too. And I actually don't have permission to call him Dr. Tingle, paging Dr. Tingle, as we head into this story, paging Dr. Tingle. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. You know I got an Air Doctor. It is running in the other room right now, and especially in the winter. Americans spend 90% of their time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. The indoor air we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, up to 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA. And, you know, that comes with a lot of consequences for your health. So what's the solution? Well, an Air Doctor is the solution. It's captured the attention of CNN, Money, ABC, and more. That's the Air Doctor air purifier. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mite, mold spores, even bacteria and viruses that make you sick. You got to get yourself an Air Doctor. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code SLEEP. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. This is exclusive to podcast customers. You will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's airdoctorpro.com, and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Okay, this is a Sleep With Me version of original story by Chuck Tingle, and I'll be performing the original story on Chuck's podcast, and you can also find the original story on Amazon or wherever you purchase your ebooks. But this story is my pillows are comforted by the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right. Based on an original story by Chuck Tingle that you could find on Amazon or wherever you purchase your ebooks or on Chuck's podcast, I'll be doing the original version. I can't believe you're really doing it, my friend Largo says, staring out across the ocean from our comfortable spot on a wooden park bench. The seat below us feels firm and comforting, this dry land more stable than anything I expect to feel for the next few weeks on the water. I'm really doing it, I assure my friend, turning to face him so he can see the seriousness in my eyes. I know you think that it's an interesting idea. I know everyone thinks it's an interesting idea. But I just got to get out of here, out on the water. I wouldn't be surprised if Largo started to laugh at me. But instead he just nods in begrudging acceptance. Things change quickly these days, and even my most optimistic friends have been tossing and turning. I think, you know, they've been needing to Sleep With Me podcast. Human existence is never easy. It's all so human-y. And lately, it seems like the world's doing everything it can to really puts a hue in humanity. You got environmental stuff, economic stuff, and all that voting stuff and the new stuff every single day. And you just want to get in bed and turn out the lights and press play. In a moment of frustration, I took everything I owned and I sold it all. That money was put towards buying a small island just off the coast of California, an outcropping of rocks is so barren and unusable that even I was about to afford it. I'd been told that the possibility of development on the island is slim to none, and that power or running water is completely impossible, but at least I'll be far away from all this getting in bed and trying to get comfortable stuff that makes up our modern world. Out there, away from the mainland, I'll finally be completely alone. I'll miss you, buddy, Largo tells me as if reading my mind. Deep down, you know, some part of me says, man, it's a good time for me to get out of here. I know that setting sail is the right thing to do, but it's been difficult saying goodbye to my friends and family. Right now, Largo's my last goodbye. I'll miss you too, I inform him, but I gotta get out of here. The world is, you know, it's the old handbasket and an H-E-C-K, and I want to get a pillow and press play. My friend smirks a bit. It's not so bad. Not so bad, I encounter, and my volume goes up more than I intended. Have you watched the tube at all? Or they're not even tubes anymore, I say. Could you believe it? I used to call this thing a tube, and now I'm not even sure what it's even made of. Is it LCDs or LEDs? I just gotta get out. You know what I'm saying? That's it for me. I'm going screen free. Largo raises his hand in submission. Okay, I understand what you're saying. It's hard to deal with, but it's not all bad. I lift a single eyebrow. Tell me one good thing about the confusion around screens. Friendship, Largo replies. Netflix, communication, movies, TV shows, Olympics, all that stuff we watch on screens together. Friendship, buddy. I let out a long sigh. You could come with me, I tell him. There's enough room on the island for two, and the boat has plenty of food to make the trip. Largo scoffs. I've seen pictures of your island. No thanks, Churn. I nod in acceptance. For the next while, my friend and I sit in silence, enjoying the peaceful motion of the waves before us as they pulse gently across the beachfront. It's a beautiful scene, yet I still can't get the nagging feeling out of the back of my mind that something is nagging, you know. Maybe I will miss screens and friendship. My mind begins in a place of comfort and moves to the more tossing and turning state, puffing pillows and saying, do I have enough pillows on this boat? And what's it all about, these pillows? I start to think about the immense size of time, and sweat forms across my forehead. I need to get out of here, I think, again, and out into the ocean, where none of this stuff, where I just calm waves, sweet waves, so calm. Like being on the beach, but you're in the beach. You are right, Largo interjects, breaking through my thoughts. I nod. It's time to set sail. Come on down to the dock and see me off. I stand and start towards the beach, Largo following closely behind. There's a dock nearby where my sailboat has been tied, a modest vessel, but large enough to comfortably get me where I'm going. There's enough supplies loaded onto the ship so that I can construct a small hut when I arrive, and enough food to last me a few weeks until I get my fishing and agriculture situation sorted out. Eventually, my friend and I arrive at the dock, strolling down its wooden planks as the breeze flickers our skin. Oh, that sweet sea breeze. As sweet as a sea breeze degreasing my face. My pores feel open and clean, relieved, They exult, and for a moment, I feel a minor twinge of relaxation. Hopefully, this is a sign of more to come. Everyone at work wanted me to tell you goodbye, Largo offers as we stand by the side of my boat. I can tell he's holding something back, not giving me the full story. Oh, yeah? I question. Largo grins. Well, they said that, but they also wanted me to tell you, don't go. There's so many screens here, so many screens to watch, so many screens to take in, to touch, to clean. You know, screen can reflect to you, or me, or the two of us, or all of us at work sitting side by side during a presentation. But I figured I'd skip all that melodrama if you're not going to listen. The words are kind, but the simple mention of work makes me say, oh, sea breeze, take me away like Calgon used to take away my mother and her mother before that. Okay, then, I finally say, offering Largo an awkward hug. The two of us embrace for a moment and then pull away. Until next time, Largo replies with a slight wave. I untie the ropes and climb into my boat, casting off. Not sure if I should say ahoy or aloha. We both know that I don't know when the next time I'll see Largo or screens again. I may sing Key Largo when I miss him, but I don't have a song to sing to the screens. But we pretend convincingly, nonetheless. And he does say bye, and I say ahoy. And then I decide to do a conductor motion, like I'm a choo-choo train, even though I'm in a boat. And now I'm drifting further and further away from the shore. I don't know if it was the pizza tapes where I first heard that, or somewhere else. Maybe Jerry Garcia was playing the mandolin, or maybe that was that David guy. And I expect the modern world to drift away as well. But screens and friends like Largo and coworkers said to stay exactly where they started. Give it time, I think to myself. I set a course for my tiny island and then watch the seemingly endless horizon before me, happy to be on my way. Behind, Largo continues to wave until he's nothing more than a tiny pinpoint in the distance. I take a deep breath, the sea air filling my lungs with a natural sense of rejuvenation. Out here, none of my doubts and worries will be able to find me. Out here, it's just me and the ocean. Not another screen for miles and miles. I begin to hum a song, just making it up as I go along, while the ship drifts onward, every second taking me further and further away from the mainland. From screens and screen-related stuff, and I didn't even think about that whole blue light thing till right now, as I look into the sweet, sweet blue sky. And I think I could take a drink from that sky, and the drink would probably taste good. And I realize I haven't thought about screens for 45 seconds till I just saw the screens again. And then I look at the ocean, one giant screen, and I wonder if that's the sky looking back at me, or some mer people are saying, hey, get it going, churn, have a great trip. And I say, sure too. And I do another choo-choo motion, like a conductor pulling on some sort of whistle. I continue to hum, and soon the minutes turn into hours, the sun moving farther and farther across the sky until it eventually begins to descend towards the horizon line, changing the color of the surrounding blue to a blossomy red and violet. It's a beautiful sight, but in this moment of wonder, I can't help notice a turtle right off the port bow, or is it the starboard bow? I think I'd like to hang out with a turtle, but then I rub my eyes and look again, trying to make out the shape that bobs gently in the waves, some 40 yards off the front of my boat, and miles from land in any direction. But it's quite possible this could be nothing more than a log that looks like a turtle. Still, There's something about it that gives me pause, a turtle-like angularity that seems nothing short of wonderful. Closer and closer I get until I'm right upon the object, looking down over the side of the boat with great concern. "Hey there," comes a relaxed voice. The figure in the water is now in full view, revealing himself to be the word okay, O-K-A-Y, in huge, well-defined letters. The word is wearing a pair of sunglasses and sipping on a tall glass of chocolate milk as he lays out on an inner tube, half to submerged in the sweet, sweet warm waters of that lovely, lovely blue, blue of the ocean. "Oh my goodness," I stammer. "Are you okay? How long have you been out here?" "I'm great," the word says with a smile. "It's you that I'm curious about." I narrow my eyes with great concern. "What are you saying? I'm doing great on this boat. Just dandy, floating out here in the middle of the ocean. Screen-free and fancy screen-free." "Everything's fine," the word informs me and takes a long sip from his chocolate milk. The living collection of letters savors his taste of this cool liquid, closing his eyes and drinking until the entire glass is drained. "So you're just relaxing?" I question, still completely taken off guard. The word nods. "I sure am." By now, my boat has floated close enough to the inner tube for the word to grab a hold, which he does. Carefully, the sentient word climbs up into my boat, gently finding a place to set his glass, and then sitting casually on the edge. He removes his sunglasses. "My name is Cortine James," offers the word, "and I'm here to comfort you." I laugh. "I'm already comfortable," I inform him. "I'm more than comfortable. I've been more than comfortable than I've been in a long, 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 long time, especially given the fact that I'm out here in the ocean. And I don't have to think about LEDs or LCDs or UHD or 8K. Just a sweet, sweet ocean. All right. Fair enough," Cortine says soothingly. "I just wanted to let you know you're going to be okay. You have the power to keep plowing ahead and to be part of the change that you seek, especially if you turn around and go back and learn to turn the screens off when you need to." "Me?" I retort. "Yeah, right. It's true. You're perfectly capable of overcoming the odds in your daily life and maybe even changing how the world deals with screens if you continue to lead by example." There's something a little too preachy about the message that Cortine is sending my way, and my eyes instinctively narrow in response. "Who are you, really?" I ask. "Cortine," the word replies. "I'm the living manifestation of the realization you're okay, and everything will be all right." I throw my hands up in the air, brimming with, brimming. "I knew it," I blurt. "Did Largo send you, or was it someone from work?" Cortine shakes his head. "You manifested me," he explains. "Nobody else." I take in a deep breath and let out a long sigh, wondering exactly how to approach this. "Well, you're not really relaxing me, Cortine, with your chocolate milk drinking and your proclamation. And how'd you even get an inner tube out of here? I got an island to get to." "You got to worry about things less," Cortine counters. "Put the tube on the back page. And besides, what's the point of worrying about those things? If you want to do what's right when it comes to screens or to life, worrying and fretting is not turning things off." "I'm not just worrying. I'm leaving," I explain. "Okay," Cortine counters. I shrug. "Well, if you don't like that, you can get off my boat." Cortine nods and then rolls backwards off the ledge and hits the sweet, sweet water with a loud splash. The manifestation of the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right starts to float away, smiling and waving as he goes. I shake my head, frustrated by the optimism of this unusual being. Not only was Cortine annoying, he was slowing my boat down. And he left his chocolate milk just sitting here. And how do you, why was he in an inner tube with water anyway? I collect myself and then refocus on the horizon before me, trying to push away any thoughts regarding this sentient concept of floating by himself out in the great wide ocean. Unfortunately, this is a much more difficult task than I would have initially thought. My brain is getting the best of me out here, and I'm thinking. I'm wondering if Cortine's going to miss his chocolate milk, and maybe I should give him a ride. The living word might be fine with this situation, but I'm not. Can't just let the word okay tube around on its own, just tubing. I roll my eyes and swiftly adjust course, turning the boat around and eventually returning to the spot where Cortine rolled overboard. The living okay is still floating there in the water, happily as can be, after somehow finding his inner tube once again. "Are you ready to listen?" Cortine asks. "Are you ready to listen?" I counter. Cortine shrugs. The next few minutes, me and the living manifestation of the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right have a silent standoff. Neither one of us willing to move the conversation forward. We're still standing off. Yeah, I better talk just to fill the air. Scoot's here, just filling up this air while our main character and Cortine have a silent standoff. Okay, here it comes back. Finally, I crack. "Get in," I say. Cortine smiles and then climbs back into the boat once more, patting me enthusiastically on the back with his cold, wet hand, causing me to say, "Woo, that was a little bit chilly." "See," the word shouts excitedly, "you still got some hope left in you." I shake my head. "Don't make me regret getting you and putting you back on board." Cortine chuckles. "You didn't save me because everything's going to be just fine. Well, I couldn't just leave you out there tubing in the ocean when I have a whole island. And you're just four letters, and I couldn't understand if you were four interconnected letters. Or, you know, I was thinking, are you the letters O, K, A, and Y? And how is that related to you being the living manifestation of more than just what the letters in the word represent?" And then I was thinking, is it okay to just leave okay to be okay? And what if okay decided you changed your mind about screens and watching a screen here on the boat or on my island or somewhere else out there? You were on a screen looking at the sky, which was a screen at sunset, a beautiful, beautiful screen. And now it's dusk, and the sky is beyond Ultra HD, beyond 8K, beyond anything else. But, you know, I just thought I'd come and get you. And, I also worried you'd miss me, maybe. "Well, you came along," Cortine retorts. "But what if I didn't? What would you have done then? Just paddle in, with your hands? You don't even have hands. How are you going to paddle with an O and a Y? Because your K and A are kind of sitting in the middle of the tube." The living manifestation of the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right shrugs. "Sure, I might have had to paddle somewhere. Sure, I wouldn't have had a screen to watch. I don't even have anywhere to plug it in, as a matter of fact. And yeah, my chocolate milk's sitting here in its glass waiting for me to finish it up to savor every bite, every sip. It's thick enough to bite and chew and savor. And I knew you'd come to pick me up either way. Maybe you even wanted me to splash you with a little bit of water, but, I can't just reach overboard and splash you while I'm trying to make a point because I am the letters O, K, A, and Y." I suppose he's right, but I say nothing in return. Sometimes people get out in tubes and they think too much instead of not thinking at all. And maybe sometimes you don't have to do either one. Maybe something in the middle. Like at dusk, when the sky and the ocean seem like they're in the middle of one another, explains Courtine. Floating is really easy. We naturally do it, but when you're thinking, you're still floating, but you're not really floating. Well, fine, I get it. Do you really? Asks the living collection of letters. I mean, yeah, I get that. I get what you're saying, I admit. Courtine smiles. What about the fact that you're going to be okay? Do you get that? I shake my head. That's fine. The living manifestation of the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right says, it's okay to be frustrated and anxious and confused. But it's also okay to take a moment and remind yourself that you're probably going to be just fine. When the waves get waving, when the screens have their volume go up during commercials and you say to yourself, what in the hey? Remember, for the most part, things are moving in a pretty good direction. Because at the end of the day, love always wins. I hate to admit it, but this optimistic manifestation is actually making a lot of sense right now. So it's okay for me to think about this stuff, and it's okay for me to have feelings about this stuff, and it's okay for me to process this, but it's okay for me to just float too? I ask him, a little confused. It's all okay, Courtine tells me, stepping towards me slightly. It's all going to be fine. The living word opens his arms wide and wraps me tightly in his welcome embrace. What at once was seemed cold and frigid is now warm, filling me with a sense of comfort I haven't felt in years. I realize now that while the future is still unknowable, I'm currently okay. Worrying isn't going to do me any favors without positive action behind it. Everything's fine, Courtine says. I nod in acceptance. The longer that the living manifestation of the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right holds me here, however more this comfort turns into something even more powerful, a potent emotion filling me with relaxation, with the essence of the letters O and K and A and Y, I suddenly let out a big sigh of relief. Everything's fine, Courtine repeats. I know it is, I finally accept. I love this world, the world of screens and of work and people and human stuff. I want to be a part of it, an even bigger part of it. I want to go back and I want to fight for love. That sounds really nice, the manifested concept replies soothingly. No more island? No more island, I confirm with a nod. I reach over, and I realize our long, drawn-out hug has become something more. And I reach across the letters O, the letters K, the letters A, and the letters Y, something more now. And I take the wheel of the boat and I turn us around to head back to shore. I think it's time to take a snoozy snooze, I finally tell Courtine. I mean, we're headed back to the world of screens soon, but it's going to take us a little while to get there. Yeah, I know there's good things on screens and there's other things on screens. Courtine says, why don't you quit using that word, and give me another hug. And I tell Courtine that I have something else in mind. And we go down below my ship, where in the front of the bow of the boat, I made it into a giant squishy bed. Thick foam mattresses cover the floor, covered in the cleanest, the sweetest sheets you've ever seen. And there's blankets there. It's just the right amount. And Courtine says, what are you doing? What are we up to? And I say, it's time to take a nap. I have the ship on autopilot. And I take the letters O and Y in my hand and I begin to puff them. And I said, I didn't even realize you were a puffy, puffy pillow. Not only are you a manifestation, you're also a physical, you're like a kind of like a body pillow. Holy moly, I've never been puffed before, Cortine said. And I say, just wait, Cortine. Have you ever had someone sleep on you before as a pillow? Because you're about to go from manifestation to enabling a sound-to-sound nap asleep. And Cortine makes a sound that I can only say was a manifestation of the relief Cortine was feeling. And at first I tuck my ear in the O, and I get comfortable. I let my cheek sink in. It's an O-shaped pillow that is also the letter O. And it feels good. And then I take with my right arm in the crook of my elbow the A and the Y, and I wrap it around my side because that's how I like to sleep, at least when I'm at first at doing that. And I could feel, this is the first pillow, a sentient pillow I've had contact with in a long time, and particularly the first time I've slept with a letter-shaped pillows. That is only one pillow. And Cortine says, let your head sink in a little bit more. And I say, okay. And I can't believe it. I'm even more comfortable. My head is sinking in with a little bit more comfort. And I say to Cortine, I forgot to ask, what kind of pillow are you? Like, what's in here? And Cortine kind of laughs, a chuckle, and says, why don't you just relax and unwind, because what's in here is the essence of everything's going to be okay and you're going to be all right. So let your head sink a little bit more and get even more cozy. And I do. I take my left shoulder and I rub it against the side of Cortine's O. And I really lean in, getting more and more comfortable, more and more snuggled in. I kick my right foot out from under the blanket and at the same time use the bottom of Cortine's Y to flick the blankets up over my right shoulder so that I'm both got a breeze on my foot and the warmth of the blankets over my upper body. And Cortine says, that's nice. And I say to Cortine, I want you to feel the physical manifestation of two beings relaxing and chilling. And Cortine says, I think I'm just supposed to be manifested. I don't think I'm supposed to be observing manifestations. And I say, who's thinking now? I said, you don't have any eyes to close, but you do, Cortine. I want you to sit here against me. And then I move the blanket so Cortine can feel like one branch of the Y out under the blanket, like my right foot exposed to the air, exposed to the comfortable sea breeze just drifting in. And I say, do you notice anything, Cortine? And Cortine says, it feels all right. And I say, it does. And I say, can you hear anything out there? And Cortine says, I don't know. And I say, that's because we're talking right now. I said, while I'm talking, also listen outside of the boat, which because this is a sleep podcast, we have to do both at the same time. And Cortine says, huh? And then I say, do you hear that? And Cortine says, the lapping of the water against the sides of the boats. And I say, yes, what else? Cortine says, the playful splash of a wave breaking over another wave. And I say, yes. And I say, what else? Tell me more. And Cortine says, the call of a seagull saying, I think I see a glass of chocolate milk on that ship, and maybe I'll go down there and take a sip. And I say, yes. Was that a boat-friendly glass with an extremely heavy bottom so it won't tip even if a seagull lands on it? And Cortine says, yeah, that glass is going to be okay. I say, that chocolate milk will be okay. And Cortine says, I wonder if that seagull will be okay drinking that chocolate milk. And I say, I observed the glass before we came down here, and it won't be able to get its beak in there, so it's nothing to really worry about. So I say, let's get more comfortable. And Cortine says, I didn't know how I could get any more comfortable. And I say, well, we change positions now. And Cortine says, why would you change positions when this one's so perfect? And I say, just part of getting comfortable. And I said, have you ever seen a cat before? Because you're cool as a cat, Cortine. And Cortine says, I can manifestate an image of a cat in my mind. And I say, cats like to knead their beds. I do it a little bit slower. So I want to prepare you for what's going to happen next, Cortine. I'm going to hold you a little bit tighter. And then with my right elbow is what it's going to be holding you. My right hand will be cradling your O against my chest. My left hand will be cradling the blankets against my left shoulder. I'm going to kick us into the air, which I call a whale breach, just like a whale out in the ocean. And the Cortine gasps and says, I just heard a whale breach out in the ocean. And I said, me too. Get ready. And then I do my patented changing sleep position move, which is to jump my whole body up. And while I'm in the air, I pull Cortine even closer, and I wrap my blankets around my left side. And then for some reason, I kick my right knee out so my legs are like a figure four. And I tuck the Y of Cortine below my rib cage, up against my hip even. So now we're even closer. I also do another move where instead of putting my head on Cortine, I decide to put my head against the cool, soft sheet mattress. And Cortine is just touching my neck into the side of the back of my head. And Cortine says, that was exciting. And I say, yeah, that was a breach move. Sometimes I'll do it while I'm asleep even. And then I kick my left foot to loose the blanket from my left, left foot so it has some air. So now my left and my right feet are exposed to the sea breeze. And Cortine says, what about me? And I say, well, this is your first nap. I say, well, you're maybe not the best idea for you to be exposed to sea breeze until you get used to napping. And I say, I want you to get even more comfortable, Cortine, because we're going to manifest the motion of the boat now. It's rocking, and it's churning forward, moving forward towards love, as you said. I said, can you feel the boat? Can you hear the churning of the water, not just the kiss of the waves? Can you feel the rock of the waves and the motion of the boat? Cortine pauses, listening and sensing. I feel the words, muscles, or whatever is underneath the surface manifesting itself, both relax and tense at the same time. And Cortine says, I feel the motion of even the earth. My mind is blown, and I say, what in the heck? That's pronounced. I don't even have words to describe. I think I do too. And I say, get even more comfortable now, Cortine. I said, what is the motion of the boat saying? Cortine says, proving. He said, proving what? And Kurtzine says, proving love is real. And he said, that's what we're bound to. He said, I want you to feel the manifestation of the sheets, of the bed, of the boat, of the water, of the sea breeze, of the sky, of the clouds in the sky, of the line on the horizon, of the motion of the boat. What is all of it saying? And Courtine says, you already know. And I said to Courtine as I patted the side of the O, I said, well, you are the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right. But you're shaped like an O, K, A, and Y. So you're the manifestation of that, but you're also the symbol of that, but you're also kind of the representation of that. And I said, we're on the way back to the world, to that human stuff together, the SCR to the E to the E to the N, Courtine. And Courtine says, yep, we are. And I said, you are okay, really, and I'm okay. And I know I'm okay and everything will be all right right now. Together in this bed, relaxing. We're not drifting, but I can feel the drift because the boat does drift even while it's moving forward. And I say, you know, it would help everyone else out there realize that they're okay and everything will be all right. And Courtine says, a living manifestation for them. And I say, well, I learned something today. I was out there on the water, full of doubt, ready to turn my back on the world. And in some sense, Courtine, my world, my back was turned on that world. And then a funny thing happened. I met a living manifestation of the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right. And I said, no, thank you. And then something called to me. Maybe it was the glistening of the edge of a glass of chocolate milk. Maybe it was a cool look in your eyes behind those sunglasses. I'm not sure what it was, but I do know something called me back. And then I learned something. And Courtine said, did you realize something? Realize that you're okay and everything will be all right? I said, no, I didn't. I felt that. It felt that awaken in me, stir deep inside me. I felt it resonate within my core and then emanate outward to even my fingertips. And now, as we rest together, you know, it's even more comforting. And Courtine says, are you going somewhere with this? And I say, I am. And he says, we return to that world together. Because I need you, Courtine. You might have awakened this within me, but I need a reminder. Courtine gasps again. And Courtine also says, I think I fell asleep for 1.5 seconds. And I said, well, you didn't miss anything. Why are we going back? And Courtine says, to prove love is real. And I kiss Courtine on the side of the O, I assume where Courtine's forehead would be. And I get comfortable with my chin underneath the side of the O, my nose tucked beneath it, right on that muscle between your armpit and your back. I can't figure out if it's part of the A or the K or the Y holding me there, but I know it feels good, real good. And I know I feel okay. And I say to myself, everything will be all right. I'm here. I'm drifting. I'm talking. And then I feel it against my chest, in my chest. I hear it. I sense it. I can almost even smell it. But at my core, that sympathetic vibration Cortine is asleep and not just asleep in that deepest syrupy sleep of a Saturday or Sunday afternoon nap. That sleep where you are comforted by the realization that you are okay and you are going to be all right because you are the living manifestation of the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right. And you're here with me and I'm drifting and the boat is rocking. And I'm just saying it over and over again. I'm okay. This feels good. We could spread this around and then everyone wouldn't need anything more. We could prove love is real just by, you know, I don't know. We'll work on that plan later. Right now, I just want to enjoy drifting away here with an okay. There's something so much more than that. Sweet, deep sleep. As we drift off and return to shore, good night. I want to thank everybody that became a patron in the past week. Emmeline, Lauren, Graham, thank you, thanks, and good night. Tosh, Tracy, and Tony with an I, thank you, thanks, and good night. Hazel, Matthew, and Randy, thank you, thanks, and good night. Raj, Hannah, and Lori, thank you, thanks, and good night. Pawan, the Bat, and Teresa, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jamie, Aaron, and Taya, thank you, thanks, and good night. Christy, Kimberly, and Alexandra, thank you, thanks, and good night. LB Rink, Sue, and Gail, thank you, thanks, and good night. Syed, Katie, and Lori, thank you, thanks, and good night. Kivi, Tim, and Chris, thank you, thanks, and good night. Tiffany, Nancy, and Kimberly, thank you, thanks, and good night. Andrew, LJ, and Terry, thank you, thanks, and good night. Nick, Lisa, and Kristen, thanks, and good night. Lois, Richard, and Andrea, thank you, thanks, and good night. Carol, Logan, and Warren, thank you, thanks, and good night. Tony, Stephen, and Friedrich, thank you, thanks, and good night. Anne, Crystal, and Lorana, thanks, and good night. John, Gemmett, and Tracy, thanks, and good night. Lily, Anakin, and Mia, thank you, thanks, and good night. Sarah, Tori, and Courtney, thank you, thanks, and good night. Francie, Davave, and Karen, thank you, thanks, and good night. Allison, Thomas, and Karen. Jay, thank you, thanks, and good night. Tana, Samantha, and Kevin, thank you, thanks, and good night. Nancy, Abigail, and Stephen, thank you, thanks, and good night. Joe, Laura, and Nicole, thank you, thanks, and good night. Marissa, Mark, and Laura, thanks, and good night. Rebecca, Scott, and Amy, thanks, and good night. Bartal, Isla, and Wendy, thanks, and good night. Rochelle, Michelle, and Natasha, thanks, and good night. Blake, Dan, and Andra, thanks, and good night. Maeve, Amy, and Sherry, thank you, thanks, and good night. Rodney, Jess, and Jory, thank you, thanks, and good night. Mipsy, Tyler, and Pidge, thank you, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show on Patreon. And on Venmo, I want to thank Joan and Anya. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. And good night. Sleep with Me is a part of Night Vale Presents. Check out all of the amazing shows over at nightvalepresents.com. We're all happy to be a part of the Night Vale family. Good night.
All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody.